Chapter 3. The old division of the world into two power blocks, east and west, is gone. Now the big challenge is the gap in wealth and health that separates rich and poor. These are often called the north and south because the division is geographic, but a more accurate name would be the west and the rest because the division is also historic. Here is the greatest single problem and danger facing the world of the third millennium. The only other worry that comes close is the environmental problem, and the two are intimately connected, indeed are one. They are one because wealth brings about not only consumption, but also waste, not only production, but also destruction. It is this waste and destruction, which has enormously increased with production and income, that threatens the space we live and move in. How big is the gap between rich and poor? Very roughly and briefly, the difference in income per head between the richest industrial nation, say Switzerland, and the poorest non-industrial country, Mozambique, is about 400 to 1. 250 years ago, this gap between richest and poorest was perhaps 5 to 1. Is the gap still growing today? At the extremes, clearly yes. Some countries are not only not gaining, they are growing poorer. Others are barely holding their own. Others are catching up. It is the rich country's task to help the poor countries become wealthier.